July 24th, 2023, special meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Before calling the roll, Trustee Angelique Davis, requested to attend this meeting remotely due to employment purposes. She did inform me of the request before this meeting, and in accordance with the Illinois Meetings Act, a majority of the public body may permit a trustee to attend this meeting remotely by either video or audio conference. If there aren't any questions, all in favor of allowing Trustee David to attend this meeting remotely by video conference, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Ms. Bates, can you please add Trustee David?
Yes.
Hello, Trustee David, and then Ms. Bates, if you could please call the roll.
Yes. Trustee David. Trustee Elam.
Here.
Trustee Kiara.
Here.
Trustee Timms. Absent, he's on his way. Trustee Watkins.
Present.
And Chair Zopf.
Present. Before we do the verification of the meeting notice, I would like to welcome and recognize Trustee James Elam, our new student trustee. Welcome you to the board, and this is your first meeting, so
yes.
Welcome. Don't know if you want to say anything. You're welcome to say, if you want to just say anything.
Thank you all. I'm your newly elected student trustee, and I'm looking forward to serving as you, the newly elected student trustee for this upcoming school year. Thank you.
Well, and you are clearly very appropriately dressed.
Yes.
Nicest jacket here.
Yes.
Thank you.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Bates, will you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chair Zopf, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, Gwendolyn Brooks Library buildings, and online.
Next, we'll go to the approval of the board meeting agenda. Are there any comments, corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I move to approve the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Next, we'll go to the approval of the previous board meeting minutes, which were in the board effect materials. Are there any corrections to the April 27, 2023 special board meeting minutes? I don't hear any. I've moved to approve the April 27, 2023 board meeting minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Kiara?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zopf?
Yes. And so with that, we'll go to public and employee comments. I'm going to skip this and just ask, did anybody sign up to make comments?
No, ma'am.
See, getting efficient. All righty then. We will now proceed to the next agenda item, which is university reports and resolution, and we will begin with academic and student affairs and our interim provost, Dr. Leslie Roundtree, Vice President, Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs.
Good afternoon. I just have one resolution that I'd like to bring forward today. It is for Ad Astra. It is a course scheduling system. We have been using this system for multiple years. However, at this time, we would like to add a component to that system that will allow us to predict and analyze our course patterns and how we're scheduling, which will help us to hopefully reduce the number of courses that we have to cut at any time, any semester, and better use our space planning. And so that contract for 5 years would exceed the $250,000 requirement, but we think it will be extremely helpful as we continue in trying to address our scheduling to meet the needs of the students, as well as look at efficiencies in terms of planning for courses.
Okay. Are there any questions from the trustees? I have one neither for you or for Jason Carter, our general counsel. I just want to make sure we met all of our requirements for procurement with this. If this is a sole source because it's an additional to an existing contract, I assume we are in full compliance.
I think there was a question about sole source that I think Dr. Rowan was vetting.
It is not sole source, so we should have the revised resolution that said it will be properly quoted with the additional quotes to meet the requirements, the full requirements.
Okay, so the contract, so I don't have the resolution language in front of me right this second. Somebody want to give it to me so I can just understand what it is we're voting on? Thanks. Hold on. Okay, so just so the trustees, I hadn't read the resolution as closely as I should have. So we're approving the resolution in the amount of $302,408,000, subject to the university obtaining competitive bids that support this contract. So in other words, if they get a bid that's less than that or more competitive, not just less, it's a whole series of factors, then they'll have to come back. Everybody understand that and we're clear what we're voting on?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Roundtree. Is there a motion to approve the resolution subject to, which has us approving this contract subject to completion of the procurement process?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you please call the roll?
Yes, Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zoff?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Dr. Roundtree. All right. We have something on financial operations from our CFO. And if I could get the, if I could ask Ms. Nicole Latimer-Williams, our CFO and VP of Financial Operations, to present. And I believe you have two resolutions. If so, please go ahead, Ms. Williams.
I have two. Good afternoon, everybody. I have two resolutions for to take action for the board. One of them is our FY24 tuition and fee waiver allocation. Our tuition and fee waiver is essentially broken out into two different types of categories. We have our mandatory waiver, which means that the institution is required by state to grant students who meet specific parameters and criteria by the statute, and then our discretionary waivers, which is also set by Illinois statute and or CSU may award at their discretion with the university. For our mandatory waivers, the large portion of it is related to our allocations mandated by the state, which totals about 35% of our total mandated waivers. And under discretionary waivers, we spend almost equally as much. And the two largest buckets underneath our discretionary waivers is a combination for our employee waivers, as well as part of the state benefits, as well as our athletic gender equity waivers, which is 12%, or subject to 1% of all of our tuition income. Our analysis to evaluate the amount of waivers for FY24 is largely based on looking at our allocations for FY23, comparing it to what we actually awarded throughout the year, and then each of the committees under the waivers make a recommendation based on that analysis to move forward. So for FY24, the estimated total waivers came in at about $1.4 million, largely due to unfunded, but the state mandates that we have money set aside for our veterans. However, the recommendation that we are putting before the board today totals $1.3 million, and this is largely based on the trend in which we are awarding waivers and tuition scholarship, mandated and discretionary tuition waivers and fees for our staff, as well as what has been state mandated. The president has accepted the CFO's recommendation and now recommends that the board recommends for the board for FY24 tuition and fee waiver allocation, the sum total of $1.396 million, including unfunded veterans grant.
Okay, any questions for Ms. Latimer-Williams? I have one question, and that is, were these waivers, the impact of these waivers figured into the preliminary budget that we looked at previously?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I don't have any other questions. Anyone else? If not, can I get a motion to approve the tuition, fiscal year 2024 tuition and fee waiver allocation?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you call the roll?
Yes. Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zopp?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, and I believe we have one more resolution on the CTA UPass.
Yes, Chicago State University has participated in the CTA Venture UPass program since 2019. The Venture UPass program offers all enrolled students a convenient reduced cost transportation payment card that allows them unlimited rides throughout the duration of the academic term. The Chicago State has received a new renewal from CTA, and there is one option that the university is putting before the board. Now it is optional for students to opt out of receiving the CTA card. What this means financially is that there's two tiers for billing. So if it is considered a mandatory fee, it is $1 that is added per enrolled student per day that the university would pay. If they opt out, it's $1.25 that is added to all enrolled students. We have opted for tier two. Since the last contract period, our students are getting to school much differently these days. And so the $1.25 per enrolled student per day is much more economical for not only the university, but it matches the reality of how our students are coming to school. Each Venture card went up $2 to replace the card, went from $5 to $7. And we will be billed monthly for the enrolled students who are participating into the program. So we are asking for, oh, one more thing to note, because it is not a requirement, it is no longer considered a mandatory fee. It is now moved into a miscellaneous fee that would appear on the student's account.
Any questions? May I get a motion to approve the CTA UPass resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zopp?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Williams.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda is executive session. And I now move to convene the board into the executive session pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act to discuss internal audit and employment matters. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, can you call the roll?
Yes. Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Elam?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Watkins?
Yes.
Chair Zopp?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great, thank you. We'll be going into executive session and we'll reconvene on the open session once we're done.